Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And, well, I don't have my money in the stock market. I have a 401k, but I don't have my bread in the stock market per se. We have it in savings. We just have cash sitting in savings and doing that sort of thing. Not because I'm smart, but because I probably am not bright enough to play the stock market. I you know, my wife owns some stock, and I've thought of purchasing some broadcast stock, but I don't have a huge investment in stocks, as some people do. And the stock market, if you haven't heard, went down 617 points on Friday. That's the largest single-day loss in the history of the stock market in terms of points. In terms of percentage, I don't think it was as bad, for instance, as the Black Monday or the Black Friday. What the hell was 1929, a Black Friday or a Black Monday? Was it a Friday? Was it? Oh, it was a Black Tuesday. Thanks, Mike. And Mike just ripped. He just put that Tuesday down and then went and took a phone call. You know, man. It was a black day in your family's history, huh? Anyway, it was rough. It was pretty rugged for a lot of people, losing a lot of money. And, of course, the discussion turns toward, well, is this the result of the threat of higher interest rates? And if it is the result of the threat of higher interest rates, then the stock market goes down more. Companies begin to lay people off, you know, and then we begin what we've all experienced at one time or another in our lives, a recession or a recessionary style cycle, or maybe nothing quite that bad, but certainly a slowing down of the economy. And I've been through in my life, I don't know how many recessions I've lived through as an adult, like three, four really bad ones. Early 90s. That sucked. Early 80s. Everybody says we had a recession in the early 80s. I don't remember that one. But I remember when Carter was president, things were pretty bad. And then the early 70s when they had the gas crisis. So it sucks. But, you know, you make your way out of it. Ted Bell is on the line with us. Ted owns Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Beverly Hills. And I know that I don't have money in stocks, but you have a little bit of your money in stocks, right, Ted?
That's a little bit of an understatement, Phil. I lost 65% of my portfolio on Friday.
Wow. God, that much?
Yeah. It was not a good day. It wasn't a good day for myself. It wasn't a good day for a lot of people that I know. We take a chance on America's economy. We take a chance to try to keep things afloat. We invest in these companies. We invest in the high tech. This is the new economy, and sometimes you hit a bump in the road, and that was a heck of a bump.
That was up 65% of your portfolio. I mean, that is incredible. How much money does that represent?
Fortunately for me, Phil, I don't have a lot of money. I don't have, as you mentioned, I don't have most of my money tied up in stocks. I do have some long-term bonds. I've got some IRAs. I've got some certificates of deposit. I have real estate. I have cash in the bank. But I lost on Friday probably in the neighborhood of $7 to $8 million. And in my game, it's not a lot of money because, fortunately, knock wood, I've been successful because I'm a successful restaurateur. Don't get me wrong, but it hurt. It stung a little bit. It burned a little bit. I don't know if you've ever had the nearest thing I can put to it, Phil. Have you ever had a urinary tract infection, for instance? And you were just talking about recycling waste. You ever had it so bad it burns when it's coming out?
Yes, I have.
Well, that's how it felt on Friday. It burned coming out. And it was a difficult, difficult day for a lot of people who believe in this country and who believe in the business of this country.
Are you okay? Is your, you know, in terms of the money?
I think we're fine. I knock wood. I can still pay the mortgage, knock wood. I can still pay for, I love automobiles. I pay for those. Knock wood, we can afford our son's tuition. But I guess we've been tightened up a little bit. I had tech stocks. I had some blue chips. I took it in the shorts a little bit. But I'm a fighter, Phil, and I just need to fight my way out of this thing. And thank God we still have the restaurant. We are fighting back, and I am offering some items from the restaurant. I'm offering some things that I think people who don't ordinarily get to be around these things, don't ordinarily get to enjoy. I think what we can do is maybe offset some of these losses by coming on your program, and I thank you for the opportunity to come on your program and take a look at some of the things that we're going to be offering today.
Do you want to sell? I mean, are things so bad that you want to sell?
I'm not really selling. I just want to offer some things to some people who don't understand, perhaps, how tough it's been for those of us who have money. Knock wood, I'm able to still feed my family, and we still have a beautiful home. But what I'm trying to do here is, first thing we got to do is we're going to have to charge a cover charge at Ted's.
In the bar?
No, in the restaurant.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. We're going to have to get a cover charge.
I've never heard of a cover charge in a restaurant.
We're going to be the first in the country to actually charge a cover charge to get to our restaurant. But that's how good Ted's of Beverly Hills Steaks are. That's how good Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse is. That's how good our food is. So it's going to be a $5 cover charge to get in. That's the first thing. The other thing that I want to mention to your listeners is that, you know, it's just a little bit, it's tough.
Ted, I know that you lost a lot of money on Friday.
Yes, I did.
But I think you're going to be okay. I if you don't feel like, I know that this is probably a blow to your pride to have to sell things.
No, because I know that I'm going to be giving people a glimpse into the lives of the elite, and that's what makes me feel good. It's just things, Phil. That's all it is. Just things. I'll recover from it.
All right. Well, what you're offering a ride in your Z3 BMW?
What I'm doing, just for the pleasure of it, a chance to ride around in my Z3 BMW. I'm offering people an opportunity to ride in my Z3, weekends only. I'll give you a ride around Beverly Hills in a Z3 Roadster. I'll pull up in front of some of the stores on Rodeo and give people the impression that you can afford to shop there. That's $200 an hour.
And okay, so people can get a ride in your Z3 Roadster. Who's driving it?
I'm driving it.
So they don't get to drive it?
No. No, that's my baby. That Z3 is my baby. But I'll give people the opportunity to ride around Beverly Hills for an hour, 2 hours, however long you want. And in riding around Beverly Hills in a Z3 Roadster and pulling up in front of stores that you ordinarily can't afford to shop in, people will think that you belong in Beverly Hills and that you belong. We'll give you a sweater that you can tie around your neck, and I will have one as well, so that we will look the part, and I think people will enjoy that.
Okay, so that's $200 an hour. Ted will drive you around Beverly Hills in his Z3, right?
That's correct. I also have something that many of your listeners don't know about. It's called a cappuccino machine. That's C-A-P-P-U-C-I-N-O, a cappuccino machine. And we're selling that so that many, many people don't have the opportunity to be around a cappuccino machine. We're selling that for $4,000. It's quite an expensive machine, but it is a restaurant-style cappuccino machine.
And that is for how much?
That's for $4,000.
That is a restaurant-style cappuccino machine. And what else have you got, Ted?
A ride on my boat. You can take a spin out into the South Bay from my slip in Marina Del Rey.
What kind of boat have you got?
We've got a great a profile 299 Mercruiser, 500 horse. I'm in love with this baby. That's $150 an hour per person to take a ride in my boat, and you'll be pulling out of Marina Del Rey. You'll be cruising along the California coast, and people will see you and think you own the boat. And it's going to be great.
You all right?
Yeah, I just need a drink of water.
You look at the 617-point drop in the Dow on Friday. We're talking to Ted Bell, who owns Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse. The Dow Industrial Average just plummeted on Friday, and a lot of people had a lot of money lost, Ted being one of them. You're fighting back. I appreciate that, Ted. You haven't lost your business, but you haven't lost your home.
No, Phil, knock wood. We have not lost our home. We haven't lost our business.
But these are some things that you're selling to perhaps give people the opportunity.
Give them a glimpse into the life of the elite and to, you know, do something for my family. The other offer there, I don't know, have you got the sheet in front of you, Phil?
I do. Now, you're offering people can swim in your pool?
You can swim in my pool. That's $10 an hour per person, which includes the use of the cabana. You can use our tennis court. That's $100 an hour per person. And so swimming in our pool and using our tennis court, no one will know that you paid for that. So when I have some business acquaintances come over, if I have some friends from show business come over, they're going to think you're friends of mine when they see you using the pool and using the tennis court. You can mingle right along with them. What we ask is that you not talk to them directly, but pretend like you're a friend of mine. Stand there in your tennis shorts if you want or swimming suit and pretend as if you are a member of our inner circle.
Okay, so they're using your pool, $10 an hour and $100 an hour per hour, $100 an hour per person, the tennis court.
Right, Phil.
Now, I saw a note here about Heather, and that's your wife?
Yeah, Phil, you know my wife, Heather. She's a very loving and stylish and interesting person. Heather had the idea, not me, but Heather had the idea that you could enjoy an evening out with her to escort you to a all men who are pre-screened to any sort of a high-profile event.
What? Hold on for just a second.
No, I know what you're thinking, Phil. No, this is a very classy thing. Heather will escort you. She will.
This is your wife, the former model.
Yes.
Why would you do that?
Phil, listen to me. She will escort the men. She is not going to have sex with them. She is.
Yeah, but doesn't that strike you as a little?
No, it does not at all. She's a lovely girl, Phil. She will escort men who are pre-screened to any sort of high-profile event. This is my wife. So obviously we were looking for men who are going to be respectful. It's $500 an hour to have my wife accompany you to any sort of special event. You know,
if you need the money that bad...
It's not a matter of needing the money that bad. This is my wife's idea, Phil. I never would have had...
So she's going to escort guys to any event. She's not having sex with them.
She's not... She's a grown woman. I can't stop her from doing what she's going to do. But if it goes that far, I would think a respectful amount of money would probably be about $1,000 an hour.
If it goes how far?
What you just said.
God, you need the money bad.
Phil, I don't need the money bad, but we were hit pretty hard.
So?
65% of my portfolio.
So you can go out with your wife. A guy can your wife will escort a guy to an event for
not just a guy, pre-screen men who are going to be respectful
for $500 an hour, and you don't want her to have sex with anybody, but she's an adult and you can't stop her. So for if it goes that far, for $1,000 an hour,
I will be in the room. I don't want you to misunderstand. I would have to be in the room.
So I can have sex with your wife for $1,000 an hour if you're in the room.
And I would think you'd be a little respectful of her, Phil. You know Heather.
No, I'm not saying that I would, but is that what you're saying?
I'm saying I don't want it to go that far, but if it did, $1,000 an hour and I'd have to be in the room. And that's a full hour paid up front, too.
Ted Bell is with us. Can you hold on, Ted?
Well, see, now I can tell by the silence.
No, just hold on. I have to take a break.
Okay, so in other words, you think you're better than me.
I don't think I'm better than you. No, I do not. I do not think I'm better. I just need to take a break. Please hold on. No, I do not think I'm better than Ted. He got hit hard in the stock market dive of Friday. He is selling a ride in his Z3 Roadster around Beverly Hills for $200 an hour. He is selling a cappuccino machine. That's cappuccino, C-A-P-P-U-C-I-N-O, for $4,000. He's selling a ride on his boat. He is selling a, you can swim in his pool and use his tennis court and pretend as if you know him. And his wife will escort you for $500 an hour to a special event. And he doesn't want it to go this far, but for $1,000 an hour, you can have sex with her. But he has to be in the room. So there you go. Indecent proposal made real. What do you think of all of this? 1-800-449-8686. That's Ted Bell. I'm Phil Henry, The Phil Henry Show. I don't want to ask you how much money you have, but I mean, if you lost 65% of your portfolio, and that was a $6 million day that you lost.
I lost $6 million, yeah. About $6 to $7 million.
And like I said, I don't want to ask you how much money, but you've got, that's a lot of bread to have tied up in the stock market.
Yeah, but fortunately it is. And I took, it burned, Phil. I got to tell you, it hurt. And I took a fall, but... You know, I think God willing, and the river don't rise. You know, knock wood, I got my health, and you know, things are going to work out. But what I'm trying to do is just get to. We're trying to hedge against. This is difficult for me.
You're on my show selling rides in your car, selling. You understand that you're selling your wife to escort people places.
It's difficult for me. Yes.
All right. Here is Cairo, New York, on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Phil.
Yes.
I cannot believe that Ted the stake peddling loser from Beverly Hills is crying about losing $6 million in the stock market.
Well, you know something? If you had $6 million to lose, if you had $6 million to lose, you might understand how it burns.
I understand that, Ted, but you know what? How many other people lost more than you?
I don't know. I don't care. It's difficult for me. I can only
why are you
compare
selling rides
my...
on a boat? Rides on this, ride in my Z3 to miss...
You ever been in a Z3? Have you ever been in a Z3, yes or no?
Yes, I have, sir.
All right. A lot of people...
It is a nice car.
Okay, but
my God, just to make it look like you come from Beverly Hills and whatnot.
What I'm doing
is
that.
Go back in the kitchen.
What exactly?
Sell some more steaks.
There you go. You charge. You got a cover charge.
We have a cover charge at our restaurant right now. Yeah.
You're killing me.
I'm killing you. You come and have one of my steaks.
Come and eat in your restaurant because you lost $6 million.
We got a damn good steak, a nice steakhouse, and I'll tell you something else. My friends tell me there are a lot of people who've never been to Beverly Hills. A lot of people never ridden a Z3.
That's right. You're right.
Okay. I'm offering them the chance of a lifetime to look like they can afford to be there, right around in a Z3.
Yeah, but,
what do you mean you're going to have a sweater tied around your neck?
We give them a sweater to tie around their neck.
So they look like you?
To make it look like he's in an old roadster.
No, to look like you belong. A lot of people drive through this town.
So they can live a fairy tale for 5 minutes and go back to their poverty trailers?
No, sir. That's not for 5 minutes. We're charging by the hour.
Oh, by the hour?
Yes, sir.
How come
what are you fighting
go
so
back
much?
In the kitchen, cook the steaks, and make the money back. Don't worry about it.
We've got our restaurant going, but I took a hit. I took a pretty serious pop.
I took a hit for $400,000. Do you see me crying selling rides on my bicycle?
400, no. 400 G's, 6 million. Do we see a difference here?
Yeah, there is a difference.
I got a. What kind of boat
my
you got?
My 400 is like your 6 million, but I'm not selling my wife. Come on.
What about that, Ted?
What about what?
Selling your wife.
I'm not selling my wife.
No,
I'm offering her to be a. She can escort people. You know something? You guys don't get it.
If she's out with me for 5 minutes, she ain't going to be just making coffee, buddy.
Oh, will you listen
to
this? And what's that supposed to mean? What's that crack supposed to mean?
Come on.
All right. Never mind.
You know, if that guy ever come, where was he in?
Cairo, New York.
Come on out to L.A., pal. I'll make your coffee.
Take it easy. Here is Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. I'll get right to the point. Don't want to take up too much of your time. But any man that would sell his wife doesn't deserve anything. Okay? He needs to lose all.
That was her idea.
I don't care. You say it's her idea, but you're agreeing to it, okay?
Yeah, $500 an hour.
My wife is not a model. And I wouldn't let her do something like that. Okay?
Well, first of all,
I don't have $1 million.
Hold on, I got to ask the guy in Tampa. Could you get closer to your car phone or something? It's fading out.
First of all, and only you could answer this question: is your wife worth $500 an hour?
Hey, it doesn't matter.
You know what I'm talking about?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I wouldn't let my wife do that.
Because
I love my wife, and obviously you love your money more than your wife.
Sure. What I do is I love my family. I love my family, and what I'm trying to tell people is they can be me for a day, drive in my car. Ride in my boat, swim in my pool, play tennis on my court, and if you want to be with my wife...
Do you hear what this man in Tampa is saying? He's got some self-respect that he would not offer his wife up for cash.
It was her idea.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Why doesn't that matter?
It doesn't matter, because if my wife even thought of something like that, I'm going to tell you something. It wouldn't be worth staying with her.
Wait a second. I'm not encouraging her to have sex with these guys.
Well, you're saying that she might.
Only if I'm in the room. Okay?
Only if you're in the room.
If I'm in the room. All right?
You have no morals, man. No morals.
Wait a minute. Why do you say I have no morals? Because
no morals. I'm sorry, but you're sharing.
$6 million loss in the stock market.
More than all the money you got, okay?
You take a hit in the stock market, and you sell your wife like a piece of meat?
That's right.
And not like a piece. You know something, Phil? There are not a lot of women worth $5 an hour. And
well, but $1,000 an hour if it goes that far.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to go to my friends in Beverly Hills and say that I lost $6 million in the stock market?
It'd be better than giving away your wife.
Maybe.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Isn't any Mustang Ranch or stuff like that?
It's just that people are talking about, you know, your wife, and I know Heather, and she's a nice lady, and I know she's not a whore, and I never called her a whore.
Well, that's the innovation, Phil. And I can tell you, you know, what my family's been through for the last 4 days.
No, nobody's saying that. We're just saying that Ted Bell is with me. I'm Phil Hendry, and this is The Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686.
All I'm doing, as I said earlier, Phil, I'm offering people an opportunity to be me. Just to know what it's like to have a comfortable life, to have a successful business. And yes, I did take a hit in the stock market. We could try to make some of the money back in a lot of different ways. I thought we could make some of the money back this way and at the same time let people have a glimpse into what it's like to be me, Ted Bell. And because Ted Bell has had a blessed life. And
all right, well, you lost a lot of money in the stock market, so you're offering people a ride around Beverly Hills in your Z3, but you're driving.
Ted Bell's going to drive, right. But then you'll be able to see a lot of stores. Then Ted Bell offers you a cappuccino machine for $4,000, a ride in Ted Bell's boat. That's another $150 an hour per person. That's a $299 Mercruiser, 500 horse profile. Ted Bell will let you swim in his pool for $10 an hour, and then you can use Ted Bell's tennis court for $100 per hour. And
or you can be with Ted Bell's wife for $500 an hour.
You know something, Phil? You can laugh all you want. Remember, this is a family that you're making fun of.
I'm not making fun of your family. As an escort, right?
Yes, sir, as an escort. And it's a good thing you're a friend of mine.
Oh, come on. Jesus, man. You're the guy offering up your wire. Excuse me, it was her idea as an escort. Jacksonville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Oh, God, she's got her radio up. Jacksonville, hello. Yeah, hi. Hold on for a minute. That car phone's horrible. Here is Sioux Falls on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Get on line 5 and tell her to hold on. Sioux Falls, hello.
Ted?
Yes, sir.
You're a nut. You're a nut. So what if it's your wife's idea? Aren't you man enough to tell her no?
Man enough to tell her no to what? To go out as an escort? She was a model at one time. She did all kinds of different modeling jobs.
Ted, what's an escort? What's an escort?
Someone who accompanies somebody to an affair, to a function.
You can pay $100 for an escort, or you can pay $20 for an escort.
$500 for a top-notch, beautiful woman, my wife, Heather Bell.
First of all, a guy that's a big enough loser to have to pay an escort to come with him.
You know, I don't know if you know the world that I live in.
Ted,
I don't know if you know the rarefied air that I breathe.
The rarefied air. I've been in Beverly Hills, Ted.
I'm a successful businessman.
It don't impress me at all.
I'm a successful businessman.
I'm a successful businessman, too.
What do you do?
I'm in the restaurant business. Same as you.
In Sioux Falls, huh?
Yes.
Rock and roll.
I'm rocking and rolling. I ain't got to sell my wife.
Well, listen, I lost money in the stock market, okay? I didn't come on here making any kind of bones that I didn't. I lost a lot of money in the stock market.
That's fine, Ted.
Okay?
You say
and what
your wife's
I'm doing
idea.
Is...
Everything else I don't have a problem with. If you get people that are foolish enough to come and pay you to ride in your Z3, which anybody can buy.
You're telling me you wouldn't.
Why would I? You can buy one for 40 grand. Anybody can make the payment.
40 grand is 40 grand. I'm talking about riding around Beverly Hills.
Anybody
in
can
a
make
Z3.
The anybody can make the payment on a Z3.
I doubt that.
Ted, a Z3 ain't that difficult to come by.
A Z3 Roadster in Beverly Hills. Z3 Roadster in Sioux Falls is a Z3 Roadster in Beverly Hills. A Z3 Roadster in Sioux Falls is just that. But a Z3 Roadster in Beverly Hills, that's magic. It's magic time. It's magic time.
A Corvette's magic here, so a Z3 can get you anything.
Well, I'll tell you, what I've
only thing
you
I have
get
a problem
to ride
with
you
is
me.
You selling your wife.
I'm saying that you get to ride with me and pretend to be my friend.
I don't care who you are. I can go buy my own. I can rent my own Z3 in Beverly Hills and drive around your neighborhood.
You're in Sioux Falls right now, my man. It's going to cost you a little money to get out here.
What, $300 for an airline ticket?
Well, whatever. Where are you going to stay?
Maybe he can.
Where?
Okay. Thank you for your call. What do you mean, where's he going
to
stay?
This guy's trying to give me the whole Sioux Falls story, okay? I don't need the story of Ronald Reagan, all right? I want to tell you, you can pretend to be my friend by swimming in my pool and using my tennis court. I'm Ted Bell.
You're Ted Bell, okay. Beverly Wood on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, where are you calling from? Are you there, ma'am, or do you want to play games?
Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were talking
to me. Where are you calling from?
Beverly Wood.
Where the hell's that?
It's
Beverly Wood. It's like Hollywood and Beverly Hills.
No, it's south of Century City.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Adjacent to Beverly Hills, where this Ted guy is from.
Yes, ma'am.
I just have to say one thing. I have to admire his honesty.
Thank you.
Ted's honesty. Very honest.
Yeah.
I mean, In on air, he's admitting he's a scumbag, which is great.
I'm not admitting that I'm a scumbag. I'm admitting that I'm a man. Ted Bell is trying to give back to the community.
Ted community
Bell,
what?
I'm, Ted
Let
Bell
me tell you something. If your so-called Beverly Hills, whatever, millionaires are your true friends, they would not give a damn if you lost money, if you're broke. In fact, if they're your true friends, they will help you out.
Ted Bell doesn't need help. Ted Bell is making money.
Obviously,
honestly.
You do. You're asking your wife to ask, you know.
No. Ted Bell's wife offered to do that.
Okay, that's great. That's between you and your wife and whatever. I mean,
right.
Prostitution, yeah, I don't care about that.
No. Ted Bell's wife said that she would escort men. Ted Bell said, I don't want you to have sex with them, but who am I to stop you?
Oh, yeah, but of course, if
she's an adult, she can do what she wants.
That's true. I mean, like I said, that's between you and your
wife.
Oh,
she's an adult, she can do what she wants, but in that case, it'll be $1,000 an hour, and you have to be in the room.
That's what Ted Bell wants, yeah.
Oh, boy. Anyway, you know what?
What?
You're one twisted guy.
No.
And I'm not talking about, why do you care about material things so much?
Are
you BMW Z3 is your baby? Oh, my God.
Z3 BMW. Have you ever been in a Z3 Beamer?
No, actually,
in
I own a
Hills.
328i convertible 99.
Have you ever been in Beverly Hills in a Z3? Yes or no?
Like I said, I live
okay.
close to Beverly Hills. I
then
drive a convertible BMW 328i.
It's magic time.
And
it's magic time.
I'm sorry. Let me tell you, 328i is more expensive than the Z3.
A lot of what I'm offering people is that they can live my life for a day and pretend to be my friend.
You know what, Ted?
In exchange for that, I make money for my family.
Oh, my God. So you, exactly what you're doing.
Does this lady get to...
Listen to me. Okay, here's my offer.
I want to ask a question. Does this lady get to buy your wife as an escort?
Magic time.
Yeah, you what a sick bastard.
Well, yeah, I'm making a joke.
You know what? Never mind. I would never pay to have sex. Okay, that's one thing.
You never pay to have sex with my wife?
With anyone.
Where are you from, India? You sound hot.
Yeah, Pakistan.
You do. You sound hot.
Well, thank you very
much. You're packing some heat.
Thank you very much. You're
a little packy packing heat.
Thank you
All
very
right.
much. I appreciate that. But
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Anybody who wants to ride in your Z3 for $200, I will give them a ride in my convertible for free. If they really need to go on a job where they have to impress somebody.
What do you got, a Z what?
I have a BMW 328i convertible.
Not even comparable. It's not the same thing. A Z3 through Beverly Hills.
Oh, man, you are
and
so twisted. You
second.
Are so twisted.
And the pool and
are you
the
for
tennis
real?
Court.
Let me ask you something. Are you for real?
I lost $6 million on Friday. That's real enough. This is a roadster,
so
baby.
So what if you lost $6 million? You have your house, don't you?
This is a roadster.
You have your house. You have your car.
House,
you have your business.
I got my health. Yeah, knock wood,
I
got my health. Right.
Be a man. Work a little hard on your business.
This is a roadster.
Make money that way.
This ain't no box on wheels, okay?
All right, I agree with you, ma'am. Thank you for your call.
She's got a 4-seater. I got a 2-seater. End of discussion. Case closed.
Manhattan Beach on the Phil Hendry Show, whatever that means. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Ted, you, first of all.
Wait, let me guess. I'm a scumbag.
No.
Oh,
no, I just got to tell you this. If your wife is willing to go as an escort for $500 and $1,000 for sex, your wife obviously isn't in a very happy relationship, so you should forget about the $6 million and actually work on your relationship with your wife.
We're talking about my wife. First of all, you got to understand something.
I want to know what is wrong with a woman that would offer up herself for $1,000 an hour in a marriage that was working out until you lost $6 million, wasn't it?
And exactly.
Hold on for a minute, Phil. You're getting into some territory here. You know, you and I are friends. Let's stay friends.
Okay, but you're the guy telling me that she's going to $1,000 an hour. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you got to be in the room.
She's a former model. She's gorgeous. Anybody would kill to go out with her, including this lady in Manhattan Beach, if you want truth be told.
Oh, give me a break.
She's that
she
good
obviously is in not a very happy relationship, and she's willing to sell herself for sex.
Ma'am,
so what you need to do is
wait a
actually
second. I didn't say that.
You
I
know
said
what
escort.
You need to do? You
I
need
said
to
escort.
Actually pay for a counselor and go get some marriage counseling because you're obviously your relationship isn't working.
What do I
and
need
you
a counselor for?
And why the hell would we want to ride with you in your BMW when we could probably, if we wanted one, which I have a Mercedes, I could just ride people around in my car.
Mercedes is old hat, baby. That's yesterday's news. That's yesterday.
BMW.
5 minutes ago with Mercedes, okay?
It doesn't matter. My point is your wife obviously isn't happy in a relationship.
You got
to spend your money on a marriage counselor.
You got a Mercedes, is that it? You got a Mercedes, huh? Is that
yeah.
it? Okay, Grandma.
You know,
I tell you what, Grandma.
That is beside the point.
No,
when I'm driving,
I'm saying
you're obviously not in a happy relationship.
All I'm saying
so.
Is you can ride around in Beverly Hills and pretend to be my friend for an afternoon.
I don't want to pretend to have you as a friend. I don't want friends like you.
People are going to see you looking
at friends.
People will see you. I don't need friends.
To ride around in a BMW in Beverly Hills.
People
Give
will see you looking
break.
Through the Gucci window, and they'll think you could afford to go in there.
You know what I'm going to do, Ted? If I want to go in Gucci
and I want to buy something, I'll go in Gucci and I'll buy something.
Now, you're a little old before your days with that Mercedes, by the way. Why don't you get something a little old before your time with that Mercedes, aren't you? Get something that's a little now, a little hey now, Charlie. You know, what's going
on
with that?
A Mercedes is pretty, I'm pretty happy with my Mercedes.
You got to hip it up a little bit, okay?
No, that's okay. You know,
hey, Ted, I want to make an offer here. Ted?
Yeah.
I will buy an hour in your Mercedes. I'll buy an hour at your pool.
You want the Bell package?
Yeah, that's what I want. I want the Bell package, and
that includes Heather.
No. I'll give you $500. You don't have to give me Heather.
We can go to the La Brea Tar Pits, and for $100 an hour, you can put your hand on my. You can put your hand on. You can put your hand on my ass as we walk with.
Okay, I got it.
We can go down Melrose with your hand on my ass. That'd be
great. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. You know, we live in Thousand Oaks, near Thousand Oaks, California, and there's a company out there called Amgen. You ever heard of them? Because these guys are into biotechnology, Amgen. And it's an incredible company. It's huge. They have this huge complex out there with thousands of employees. And the company is so profitable that they give stock options to their people. I got friends of mine who have stock options in the millions of dollars. And they're regular people, right? And I didn't get a chance to look at Amgen's one of these biotech things. My old man said to me about 15 years ago, he said, you want to make a killing in the stock market, get into this genetic engineering. But he was talking about science stocks, and I thought at the time, you know, Dad, yeah, you're going to give me, my father giving me advice on my, that's a hot one, Dad. What are you doing now? You're selling tires for Firestone and you're 70? Yeah, that's a great idea. I'll take your advice. You know what? He was right. Not the high tech of the internet, but the high tech of biology and medicine. That's where you got to be. And so when they say these tech stocks took a tumble, they're talking really about computer tech stocks, right, and internet stocks. But the other high tech that they don't talk to you about is this area of biology, medicine, science stocks, and this company, this Amgen. And see, Maria said to me, why don't we buy some of that Amgen stock? Why don't we buy it? Go ahead. Do it. Take a couple of G's or what do you want to do? Buy. She never did buy it. And it split like 3 weeks ago. It split, dude. It was up there, and it split. And she said to me, the Amgen stock split. You know, I guess we blew it. I said, we blew it? You're including me in this. We. I said, do it. Go on freaking line and buy it, whatever. Now, today, the stock market's back up 276 points, as what I just saw on CNN. Not that that's wiping out the 600. It's going to be up. It's going to be down, all this stuff. The stuff that's making it up and down, as far as I can tell, is this technology bullcrap, all of the Microsoft, whatever, right? You know, the online stuff, the .com bullcrap. But this science, this is the way to go. And this Amgen, and I got friends of mine who work out there, couples that we know, you know, these cats. You know about this company, Mike? Amgen? They're huge. Their stock just split it got up to like 70 or 80 bucks a share and it split. So anyway, I got friends of mine who on paper are millionaires, and I'm sitting there, I haven't got a pot to throw it out of. I don't know if I can finish building the pool or not. It rained today, I got a mud hole out back. I called up the guy, he goes, we got about 4 feet, call me, Phil, and we'll pump it. Pump what? Pump this. Here's something you can pump. Mike is giving me the message now. He's got an ex-girlfriend who applied for a job at Amgen once, and she flunked the blood test. All right. So anyway, no, I'm kidding. She applied for the job and didn't get it? They're enormous, and they're right out there in Thousand Oaks. And, you know, I mean, this is a wild, where I live, it's just suddenly gotten very, it's just the L.A. suburbs are heading out that way from the valley, heading out west toward Ventura County. But one of the reasons why Thousand Oaks gotten big is because of this Amgen. And when you drive over there, you get off the freeway there at Ventoux Parkway or, I don't know, whatever, Lynn Road, whatever. You drive by this enormous complex, and the 360 system is the Amgen? I thought all they did was, is whose?
It's in Thousand
Oaks. Oh, 360's out in T.O.? Yeah. The 360 instant replay hard disk audio system that you guys in radio will recognize is in Thousand Oaks. Big deal. That's not what I was talking about, Craig. You guys are going, that's great. It's in Thousand Oaks, Phil. I'll go out there and take a tour sometime. The point I'm trying to make here is that but we blew it not buying the Amgen stock, not where I live. This biology stuff. And I'll never forget my father saying, he says, genetic engineering. I don't know. I don't even know that he knew what he was saying. But my old man was one of these guys that could never, ever follow through on any of his great ideas. He had great ideas, but he never followed through on any of them. And as a result, he died flat, busted ass, on his ass, broke. Not a pot to throw it out of. Didn't leave me a dime. I know that for a fact. Living, you know, not living the way he should have been living for the ideas that this guy had. I remember we used to drive down to Orange County when I was a kid. And he'd say, this is going to be, look at this. This place is going to be booming someday. I got to make some sales calls down here. We got to come down here. We got to buy some land down here. This is really going to be so. This is the early 60s before you were even thought of, Taylor, before the bad idea of your life ever came up. And there was nothing down there. And he said, I got to come down here. We got to invest in something. We almost bought a house down there. Well, Orange County, California now, that land is lease. You can't even buy land down there. You can't buy it. It's all owned by somebody else. You can go down there and buy a house on lease land, which is one of the world's great ideas. That talk about a bright idea. Let me go down and spend, about $1.5 million for a house on dirt that I don't own. That was Orange County in the early 60s. It was a beautiful thing. Then years later, he says to me, you know what, the other thing you got to do is invest in this biotech stock. Get into this. I said, what the hell are you talking about? I'm talking about medicine, science, biology, biotech, that kind of stuff. You got to invest in genetic engineering, invest. I don't know what you're talking about, Dad. Back then, it was all about Casio and crap like that. I say crap like that. Wouldn't I like to be Albert Brooks turning that deal down? So, sure enough, the old man was right. He never had enough money, I guess, or follow through to invest in his own good ideas. So as a result, today, those stocks are worth a ton of dough, man. And I didn't take a look. Watch, I'll go over and I'll log on to Amgen now. And they probably went down 800 points or something. I don't know. I don't even know what they're worth per share. But what a buy that would have been. So when I get home tonight, I'll tell my wife, go ahead, honey, buy that Amgen stock just in time for the market to go down another 500 points tomorrow. Anyway, it's the Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget the Phil Hendry Show CD, Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD. Communism is Neat is available at our website, philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com is our official website, and you can pick up a copy of our CD. It's for $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD, and all the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. The Phil Hendry Show.